The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to this week's edition of When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silver, and our show is brought to you by Family Services. Today's topic, we're going to discuss the Siouxland Center for Active Generations. And my guest is Pat Tomska, the executive director. And we don't want to forget you seniors out there. Mental health is so important. And I just joined, by the way, because they offer so many programs out there that just kind of keeps you in the loop, keeps you with folks that, you know, kind of share the same things, and Pat will talk more about that as we get into the show. But let me introduce Pat Tomska, the executive director of the Siouxland Center for Active Generations. Welcome, Pat.
Well, thank you, Art. I appreciate the opportunity to come out and talk about the Siouxland Center for Active Generations. It's really a great little organization that benefits the community vastly. We're proud of what we do. We're engaged with our community, and we have a lot of members that come out and enjoy a lot of the activities that we do. So I'm happy to be here and to talk about that a little bit.
Well, I is one of those members, and I don't know why it took me so long to get there. You offer so much. So let's talk about your role at the agency.
Well, I've been with the Siouxland Center for Active Generations since 2019, so really going on about 6 years that I've been fortunate enough to be able to at least lead this organization past the COVID, you know, the tremendous COVID period that we had and into our future. And I look forward to continuing to serve. So my role as the director there, I kind of help coordinate some of the events that we have. We certainly have an activities coordinator that does a lot of the activities. And I'll talk about some of the extraordinary stuff that Chris Dina is doing for the organization later. But in my role, I'm kind of just kind of keeping the place flowing and keeping things going and making sure that we keep the lights on if all possible. So,
well, that's like any executive director, you're the chief cook and bottle washer. We kind of like find ways to help in and support, kind of block for our people, create the openings for them to do their job. And I know looking at your programs up there, it would take quite a few people to get this done because you're doing a great job at that. Pat, can you give me a little update on the your role of your agency, your mission? What do you hope to accomplish there?
Well, our organization has been around since the late 60s, and it was really founded by Beulah Webb. And if anybody knows Beulah Webb out there, she had a great impact on our community, starting organizations and serving on boards. She was very active in the Siouxland community with the Stanford Center, with the Mary Traylor Center, and a lot of different focuses, and she tried to make the community better. And in her late 60s, she lost her husband, and I think that really started her thinking about what is out there for seniors in Siouxland. And she really felt and really had a great vision of making sure that we had a place that people, seniors, could go and engage with others other than the bar downtown. So she, you know, kind of conned a few of the business leaders at the time to start the center. And subsequently, we've had some great leadership over the years and have moved quite a bit. The building has changed from about four different locations downtown. So our mission is really to improve the quality of life of Siouxland, to support the independence of our people and the vitality of our membership. So that's really our mission. We do that in a lot of different ways, but our mission is founded in Beulah Webb, and what her vision was for the community is engagement, making sure that seniors have a place that they can go and really do activities that are suitable for their abilities and have connections with people, so that we know that connections certainly do make a better quality of life, and engagement with people improve many aspects of our life. So I'm thankful to her, thankful for our organization to be over 55 years old. So if that's enough on our mission, a lot of things, Art, we can kind of move forward.
Well, she was certainly ahead of her time. Bringing the seniors back together is something that you don't realize it until you age and you get to that category. And we'll talk more about this in detail, loneliness. Loneliness is like an epidemic. We kind of recognize it as a seniors for different reasons. Loss of a spouse, loss of friends moving along. What do you do? You know, I lost my wife a while ago, and I never thought about loneliness until you're alone. So, but once you know it, you got to do something about it, and you're doing a great job down there. We're going to talk about your activities in a little bit, but I got to tell you, I can't wait to get down there. And you can pick and choose what you like, what you think, but the engagement, being around other people, the smiles. It used to be the old Hy-Vee store with the old, what, smiles in every aisle, but the smiles in every aisle have been replaced by the seniors down there. So we'll come back and talk about those programs in just a moment. We're going to reintro ourselves right now. I'm Art Silva, and my guest today is Pat Tom, the executive director of the Siouxland Center for Active Generations. And we're going over a lot of things that they offer. This is, you know, so many benefits in this community. Everybody really doesn't, they don't toot their horn, but they do a great job. So we hope we have this opportunity today to toot the horn for the Siouxland Center for Active Generations and get down there and participate and take a look at with some of their offerings. And for those of you who are already there, I know you believe in it. Pat, when I went down there last week, I learned about some things, boxing. So it's just really great what you're offering these folks to get involved with what you like to do. And there's something for everybody. So let me get back and ask you the question, who can join?
Well, really, our organization is open to anybody that's 18 and above. And, you know, obviously, many people that are not retired have to work. So, you know, our hours don't really meet those needs. But if you're 18 and above and you have a day off during the week or if you have other time, you can come down and join and participate in many of the activities. If you happen to be disabled or not working at the time in between jobs, we offer educational programs and fitness programs that you can kind of continue to keep that active lifestyle that you want to do. So anybody above 18 and is willing to join, and we really like to see people come out earlier and see the benefits of it. You know, you get an opportunity to engage with people. So anybody above 18, Art, is welcome.
What's the cost of membership?
Well, the cost is really reasonable. At $75 a year, a little over $6 a month, you can engage in many of the 60 plus activities that we have during the week. You can walk. You can use our fitness room. There's plenty of classes to go to, a lot of different craft items and games and different things that you can participate in. It's really an active place for $75. And if you can't afford the $75, sometimes a Medicare Part C will pick up that cost, as we are a fitness center. So if you have a Medicare Advantage program, they will help pay that cost of that. So it's really a reasonable fee, almost too cheap. I think people tell us that, you know, for the amount of things that are going on at the center, that $75 is a bargain. It's a reasonable. And if you don't want to come down and you have other opportunities, it's great. You can join a membership or, you know, give that membership to somebody that can't afford it. It's just supporting the center. I mean, the Siouxland community needs the center to have something for our seniors to go to, and you can support it that way by just a donation.
And how much, what's your membership number like now?
Well, we're currently at about 1,100 members. Wow. In our community. So it's, you know, and we do have about 700 people that come down individually unduplicated per month. So a lot of engagements.
Well, that's a great endorsement for what you're doing to have that many members. And I got to tell you, you also have a cafeteria there. And, when we're trying to get people together and engage, one common denominator has always been food. And people kind of migrate since day one. So you do a great job on that. And I think you got a little bit of something for everybody. And we're going to talk more on your activities after our break. But you want to talk about your coffee shop a little bit?
Sure. Our coffee shop has been kind of a vital part of our organization. Just a place where people can go get some coffee, maybe have some sweets, maybe do something like a loose meat or a sandwich during the daytime. If the kitchen isn't open, we do offer those services in the coffee shop. You know, we had one volunteer there, Art, that was, she retired from JCPenney's, Marilyn Haller. And then she came out to us, and she worked 30 years in our coffee shop volunteering and running that. And then she recently retired and is living her retirement off in a retirement community in Siouxland there. But, you know, people like that help keep our center going. 30 years is an incredible amount of time it that Marilyn put
that's
for
commitment.
Us.
Commitment. So, that's yeah, commitment. Really commitment. Believes in what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And it gives her that purpose also in her retirement days. We're coming up on our break, so continue to enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Oh, I forgot to take the garbage out again. My team came home who knows when last night. That guy just cut me off. My boss totally doesn't get what I'm trying to do for his company. When will I enjoy life again? Will I ever catch up? I really should visit my parents soon before it's too late. Why is this guy in front of me stopping at a green light? Go!
It's time for a checkup from the neck up to put yourself in a better state of mind. Sometimes it all seems to be coming at us pretty fast. Our instinct is to conquer our issues before we enjoy our actual life. It seems we just can't get caught up. That's when stress and anxiety absorb everything. Family Services, Inc. is here to get you back to enjoying your life. A call to Family Services will put you on a direct path to more happiness and inner peace. It's time you appreciate the things that matter most. Let the sun heat your back and enjoy the day and laugh with guiltless, stress-free joy. Call Family Services today at 293-4900. That's 293-4900.
I feel good.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Pat Tomska, the executive director of the Siouxland Center for Active Generations. And we're talking about the center, its little history, its mission, Pat's role. But now we're going to get into the meat of the matter, and that is, I got this thing on loneliness, and then I look at the news and I see it's epidemic in America. 50% of Americans, last report I saw, suffer from loneliness, and a large part of that is the seniors. For various reasons, they're alone. Friends passing on, spouses, etc. So, the Siouxland Center for Active Generations is just loaded with activities, but the key thing is they bring people together. So every part of the day you can go and start a relationship. Know you have some friends you're going to, if you're in a bridge deal, whatever it might be. So that's what I'm going to lead into. And Pat, is loneliness an issue at the center?
I think loneliness is an issue for, the whole society and population in general. We start to see maybe a little bit higher levels of loneliness when we talk about people that have recently retired. You know, you retire, you lose your work friendships, you lose your physical abilities sometimes as you age, and you take on other responsibilities. You might be taking care of your grandkids, you might be babysitting more, but you lose those friendships that you have during your work environments. You also lose a little bit of respect. And I think I've had seniors talk to me and say, I once was a banker and I could make a phone call and people would respond to me. Now that I'm retired, I don't have those connections. I don't have that engagement with people in the business community. So we start to see people that have losses. And I see that on an almost everyday basis, that new members might come out and join us because of a loss of a friend. They might lose a spouse, as Art said, in losing his wife. It's a terrible event. They might lose a child, and they might want to reach out and talk to people or at least engage and go to different activities and meet new friendships and, found new friendships. And so loneliness does become an issue, I think, as seniors. And it is an epidemic. I think you see that, coronary bypasses, they have a 5 times higher rate. You have a 64% chance of increasing clinical dementia if you don't have that engagement with other people. And that's why the center is so important to our community. It's almost like taking and smoking increases the mortality by almost like smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Now, I never smoked, Art. I don't know if you smoked.
No, I didn't get into that. I was lucky enough.
But, those loneliness part has those same medical and physical conditions. And not to mention the mental aspect of it. sitting at home, not having something to do. And of course, you know, people do go to their churches. They reach out to their churches. They do have social circles. I mean, you might have a women's club. You might join the country club. There are other opportunities to have those engagement. They might go south for Arizona for the winter and meet people and see people in those retirement villages down there. Not everybody in our community has that ability to do that or has the economic ability to meet some of those different outreaches of loneliness. And so our community does have a place where people can go. They can walk. A lot of times we see people that are walking, engage in conversations. They'll see people that they've worked with in the past. I've had coaches in Little League that they've coached with their other their friends that are walking, and they talk about the good old days of coaching Little League. Or they might talk about, you know, their church activities, making peanut brittle over at the Methodist Church. A lot of different things help to combat that loneliness. And you know, we're great to, you know, it's great to have a community center like that.
Yeah, I think you, oh boy, you got me thinking on that. And I think on loneliness, I try to identify what's my worst time. And my worst time is like right after work when I leave my work family and I come home. And for those first 3 hours, you know, I hate eating alone. And that is something that you learn. Once you learn where you're vulnerable, you try to fill that with other people. And folks, we learned this through COVID. We need each other. You know, go visit somebody if they're unable to come out. Go up to a nursing home. Stay in contact. What I'm working on now is contacting old friends. It's awkward because you don't know how to re-enter that thing, but it's so important that we don't forget the friends that have shaped our lives, that we've had in our lives, and they've just, for whatever reason, have just gone by the wayside, or we got busy, or changed locations. But folks, go out there and contact your old friends, and go visit someone that you may know in a rehab home or living independently. Let's just reach out. We need each other. So, Pat, let's talk about your activities and some of the more popular ones, the ones that you think really benefit. Let's just talk about your activities. I'm learning as I go.
Okay. Certainly, some of the social activities are really what kind of drives the center. We have approximately 45 interventions of socialization that happens in the center each month. And some of the more popular events are the dances. We have Friday dances that people can come out and dance to a live band. We have great local bands that come out, perform for us for about 3 hours, 3.5 hours on those Friday afternoons, and give people a chance to dance to some rock and roll or some country western and actually be involved in something. We extended that out. Christina has extended that out into our Saturday night dances. So we have a lot of local bands, and we have bands that come from Des Moines, and we have bands that come from Sioux Falls, the Galaxy, you know, that come out and we'll do a Saturday night dance. And we, you know, we'll generally have about 100 to 120 people at some of those dances. So it's a good amount of people. It makes the energy, you feel that energy that you do in at a social dance. So the dances is one of the more popular things that we do. We also see a lot of fitness. People come to us in about 4,200 interventions a month. People come out and they'll do some walking. They'll use our fitness equipment. And we want to thank MERD because MERD gave us a nice grant to give us some new equipment. And so people have an opportunity to work on the equipment that they might have come out of rehab with, the new steps, the recumbent bikes, things like that. People come out and they want to continue to exercise because if you don't exercise, you do lose some mental capacity and you lose some physical capacities. And life just gets a little harder. So a lot of people come out and do a little exercises. So that's a big part of it. They go to our classes. We have silver sneakers classes, exercise classes. As Art talked about, we do a boxing for Parkinson's. You know, it's a very intense program. People come out and they get a hit me once in a while. I think there's a bounty on me, Art. I don't know what that's about, but I think they sometimes miss on purpose. But there's dance classes. We have a great dance teacher. She does ballroom dancing. We have a 96-year-old Art that teaches our ballet. And
wow. Wow.
Bridget is a fantastic role model for everybody. to be active and to engage and enjoy life. She's coming to a drumming class. She loves the drumming class that we do. So there's a lot of physical activities that we do that people can benefit from.
Well, you know, you mentioned your dances, and you guys do Ladies' Choice, you know.
Art, I'm not so sure. You know, you get to an age where it's just, you know, whoever asks who, it's okay.
That's right. I love it. Well, Pat, this has been, I'm learning so much as we go along, and how fortunate we are to have an organization like yours. Your membership number certainly supports that, and it's something to do. I'm looking at now things I never thought I'd be looking at, like balance. As you get a little older, you balance. And I know you have programs there that help under your fitness umbrella that deal with balance. And there's so much. Folks, you got to look at what they're doing down at the Siouxland Center for Active Generations. I was amazed. I was so amazed. I signed up. And I don't know what took me so long. And you can pick and choose. You can see what you want to do, how you schedule. So there's always a time to go down. And there's some wonderful people just in conversation. I got to tell you, your membership director, your receptionist, all I can say is their smiles. The minute you walk in, they welcome you, your smiles. Folks, this is a fantastic resource we have in our community. So, Pat, let's talk about where you're located and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, Art, I do appreciate the balance. The balance is one of those important classes that we have. We certainly want to maintain independence, and Gail has done a great job. She now has about 40 people in her balance class, and so we've started a second balance class. So it's important. And then we do have balance equipment that we can test your balance with. And we also have equipment that, you know, we're coming up to the new year, and we all kind of maybe want to get a little healthier and a little bit more fit. We have an in-body scan that you can kind of get your muscle mass, you can get your water content, you can get your skeletal mass, you can get the calories that you should be eating a day, you can get a baseline, and then 3 months or 2 months, whenever you give up that New Year's Eve goal, you can come back and you can do another scan and we can see what kind of progress that you've made. So we're at the old Hy-Vee, as Art talked about. We're off Hamilton. It's a great building. It's one of the nicest senior buildings that you'll see in the area. A lot of places don't have senior centers. I think their funding has been cut. We don't receive any funding from any city, state, or federal funding at all. We're a small nonprofit, but we have a great building and a great opportunity. So 313 Cook Street, the old Hy-Vee, kind of close to the Dairy Queen down there, if you want to stop in and get a treat at the Dairy Queen, but right off 3rd and 4th Street.
I tell you, it's a wonderful location, great place, and you're doing a great job. And Pat, let's give them your address one more time. If they want any questions, how can they get a hold of you, email or phone?
313 Cook Street. And if I can talk a little bit about a great event that we have coming up, Art, I'd love to do that.
Go right ahead, sir.
Christina's put together a fantastic New Year's Eve event. We wanted to go out and do some things for the community and include some kids. So we have, have events all day starting at 10 o'clock. It's kind of sponsored. We've kind of helped sponsor that with the Gilcrest Foundation, a great foundation that we have in our community. And at 10 o'clock, we're going to have some Little Red Riding Hood and puppets, a lady coming out of Cedar Rapids. We're going to have a dance party for the kids at 11 with the balloon drop at noon. There, we're going to have a finger puppet workshop with that same lady. We have a magic show with the clown coming up at 12:30. We have Asian puppets from Korea that she's going to entertain us all. So bring your grandkids out. We have an interactive children's theater performance that's happening at 2 o'clock. After that, we're going to have 3 to 5. We're going to have the Bert Heitold Band. He's an plays the accordion. Not many people play the accordion. My mom did.
Lady of Spain, I adore you.
So we're going to have a nice dance for some of the seniors there. We're going to pick up a karaoke at 5, do a little bit there. And then we're going to have an aerial show, Art. Imagine that, having an aerial show in our building. We really have about 12-foot ceilings, so we're going to have an aerial show coming out of Sioux Falls at 6:30 p.m. And then we have a band coming in. The Ultraviolet Fever Band is coming in from 7:30 to 9:30. And then for the people that really want to stay up late, and I'm not so sure that's many of us, but we have Ghost Cat. Ghost Cat played for us at the Grandview in the Park event on there. And so they're going to come out and do a performance for us out there. Admission's only $15. It's for 18 and up, $10 for children. It's going to be a great activity, a New Year's Eve activity. If you got things not, If you don't have things going on, we certainly can come out to the center and participate with us. You don't have to be a member. Just come out and, you know, support the center. The $15 goes to a great cause with us, keeping our building active and alive.
Well, you've given us a lot of things to consider, Pat, and I certainly thank you. Folks, you've heard it. You know, get out there. I think once you get in there and see what they're doing and take a look at their activities, you'll say, hey, I can use some of this. Well, we're coming up to the end of our show for this week. We want to leave you with a little humor. Laughter is good for the soul. So here's our weekly joke. We can certainly slow down the aging process if it had to work its way through Congress. So with that, your homework this week, I want you to go out and have a good laugh. We want to thank Pat for coming in today and educating us on the Siouxland Center for Active Generations, and also thank our listening audience. A shout out to what they're doing at the Siouxland Center for Active Generations. I am so impressed with the whole staff there and what they're doing. So folks, get down there and give them a shot. The Stuff Thritique always has a sale in progress. Stop today and check out the great values waiting for you. When things aren't going well, we'll return next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Don't forget to do your homework this week. Go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week and may the sun shine on you.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.